Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Time was no man would think about going out without wearing a hat. Is a return to hats ahead? We'll talk about that a little bit later, after a conversation with St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger. He's just past the halfway point of his four-year term, and he apparently has enjoyed those 2 years well enough to run again in 2018. That may depend in part on the success or failure of Proposition P on public safety in next week's election. There are a lot of other things the county is facing these days, and we'll talk about them with Steve Stenger, who joins us in studio. Nice to have you back again.
Thank you for having me again.
You know, I've seen it written recently that your political clout and maybe to a degree your political future could be riding on Proposition P. Do you see it that way?
You know, I really don't. I don't really look at it from a political lens, really. I'm really looking at it from, you know, a community benefit standpoint. And I think it's a proposition that will greatly serve all of the people of St. Louis County. And I think it does something really important. And it's something that we have really worked to do across really all of our services. And that is to allow people equal access to the resources of St. Louis County and the benefits of living in our community. And one of those, you know, I think public safety is at the top of that list. And I think everybody, and it was what was really underlying my bill for minimum standards was equal access to quality law enforcement. And that's really what Prop P is about.
I haven't seen anything from County Prosecutor McCullough on this. Is he supporting it?
He has actually been weighing in. He was recently at a rally that the police had sometime earlier this week. They did a very nice rally.
Well, obviously.
And he's very supportive. He's endorsed.
That's an important endorsement for you.
Yes.
Well, let's get on to some of the other things that are of concern and interest to you and,
sure,
and county residents. Let's talk about soccer.
Sure.
What do you think about bringing soccer to St. Louis?
I think it's a fantastic idea.
You want county to support in any way?
You know, I will tell you that early on, I met with the executive team, you know, from the soccer proponents in the city, and they did not ask us to participate. Mm-hmm. And it is one of those things where, as the steward of St. Louis County taxpayer dollars, it's not something that we offer up. It's something that we would need to be requested for. And we were not asked to participate. And this isn't the type of conversation where there was even, any type of a hint that we wouldn't, mm-hmm, or that we were against, you know, the proposal. In fact, I'm supportive. You know, I think it's a great idea. You know, we talked about a possible practice facility in the county. But as far as, you know, what their plan was in moving forward, it did not include a county vote. And it is it's a county of 1 million people. And a campaign in the county is much different than a campaign in the city. And that, I think, was probably part of their calculus as to why they went the route they went. And I noticed one of the tweets from someone said, you know, why aren't you telling county residents to support this? And it's not something that's really that simple. It's a fairly complex procedure that one has to go through to get something on the ballot. And one of those things that you need to do is go to the county council. We have two branches three branches, but we have two branches that would participate in this, and that being the executive branch and the legislative branch. And the legislative branch would be responsible for putting a proposal on the ballot. But at first, you have to have a proposal, and there was never a proposal that was even made to us.
Well, I understand you haven't been asked, but how really is it different, for instance, than the county's involvement in the convention center?
Well, if you think about our involvement in the convention center, that's a little different because it's not currently a sports facility. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that required a public vote, the old dome. And we have a charter amendment that requires a public vote whenever we're talking about building, you know, a stadium that involves professional sports.
Where is that now, the convention center discussion with the city?
We're currently in discussions. you know, and I mean, it's not a – that's another one. That's just not a simple matter. It's it is quite expensive, and the requested amount is about $330 million. And, you know, I don't know that the city has committed to that yet. I think that that's all still up in the air. So that's something that's in the preliminary stages right now. Yeah. We're talking about it.
I'm just going back to I may have the same tweet in front of me that you were referencing there. It's from a gentleman by the name of Sean.
Sure.
Why aren't you not asking constituents to help pay for it? It seems the constituents really want it. I don't know how he knows that's the case, but
– yeah, and I don't know that either. But, you know, once again, there has to be a mechanism for drawing that support, and that support would be drawn around – a proposal that would be on the ballot. And once again, the organizers of the stadium downtown did not want to go the route of county participation. And that is their prerogative. You know, if we want to have a regional conversation about that, I will gladly participate. I'm happy to. And we'd have to make, you know, we would need to be in on the negotiations for the stadium and all those things. And the county wasn't, because the proponents of it wanted to do it in the city. It's a much more – I think it's a much more limited voter pool. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really an easier campaign and a much less expensive campaign to run.
You and the city seem to be at loggerheads on the issue of Metrolink expansion. Mayor Slay wants to go one way, if I can put it that way, and you'd prefer to go another. Just tell us where the differences lie.
You know, I think that there was something originally painted by the media, and I don't say that, you know, that's certainly it's not meant to be offensive toward you at all. I'm not saying that it was your show or anything like that. But I think initially some segments of the media were sort of looking for a fight there. And I think that some of the things that make news are when we disagree. And in this case, there really was a disagreement as to process, and it's certainly not the route. What I have always been a proponent of is going through East-West Gateway, which is the regional transportation arm, and making an enormous regional transportation decision like North Side, South Side, or one of the three, or all of the three, or two of the three routes that we have proposed from the county. So, you know, as I look at it, I am not ruling out North Side, South Side. I'm just not. In fact, one of the routes that we proposed is a north-south route in the county, and we actually created an arc route that connects our north route with the city's north side, south side route, mm-hmm. and it does it right through Ferguson. So that was completely underplayed in the media, but that was, I think, once again, it was a headline generator that, you know, Francis and I had a disagreement over the route, which we really don't, because in my mind, you know, when we're making a multi-billion-dollar decision, which would require regional resources to get behind that decision in order to effectuate it and make it possible in a reality, it has to be a regional conversation. And I did disagree with the process. I think the city moved forward with that without inclusion of other major funders. You know, we're 44% of the funding for Metro. Illinois is also a major funder. And, you know, they participate in the regional governance model that serves as regional governance for Metro. So, you know, I was in disagreement with that. But I think disagreement in that regard is healthy. You know, I was doing my very best to represent the interests of St. Louis County and at the same time thinking regionally, because we need to make those decisions at East-West Gateway. It's where they've always been made, and you can't recreate the rules because they don't suit you. You have to follow the rules, and the rules are that we've always done this through East-West Gateway.
Well, if the Metrolink expansion proposition passes in the city next week, does that put the city in the driver's seat with regard to determining what happens and how?
I don't think so, because the proposition generates so little money that –
$20 million.
I mean, $12 million, really. Yeah, yeah. And if you bond that out, that really doesn't go for what I think is going to wind up being a $3.5 billion route. And with federal match, it just doesn't do it alone. So, no matter what, we have to, once again, we have to come together regionally to make this decision or decisions on routes. You know, and there may be multiple routes that we can have, but to move forward with that unilaterally, I just don't think is the best approach, considering that St. Louis County will absolutely be called upon to participate in, you know, for operating funds, possibly for construction and all types of things. So it needs to be something that we're, you know, a major participant in.
Much has been written since your election about, let me call it, a strained relationship between you and the mayor of St. Louis. Is that an accurate characterization?
I don't think so. No. I mean, you know, if you look at how we came together on the NGA, I mean, that was a situation where St. Louis County easily could have asserted itself and said, hey, we have two very viable locations in St. Louis County. And instead, we thought regionally and we acted regionally. And I endorsed the NGA, you know, site in St. Louis City. And that allowed all of our representatives, our whole delegation, to get behind it as well.
But there were only two options on the table at the time, correct? The Scott Air Force Base site and this one.
No. Actually, initially, there were also two significant sites in the county, one in South County and one at the old Fenton-Chrysler plant. So yes, we actually did have those options, and I eliminated those options from the table so that then we only had two. And then by having two, it allowed our delegation to get behind, you know, including myself and the mayor and our federal delegation and our state delegation to get behind the NGA site in the city.
Where do you think these reports of a strain –
Well, I think it became – I mean, I think it started because Francis supported Charlie Dooley in my race with Charlie, okay? And then in the general, you know, wasn't too active. But for me, I mean, I was very much willing and did set that aside. I mean, of course, you know, you start from that point and you move forward. And I think that, once again, it was something that does generate headlines where we have disagreements here and there. But we cooperate on so many other things, you know. And I mean, you almost need a list to go down the things that we cooperate on. But, you know, I've also seen tweets about, hey, why don't you guys cooperate on economic development issues? Well, we do. We have the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership, which is our regional arm between the city and the county for economic development. And it avoids competition, and it encourages collaboration around entrepreneurship, innovation, and just our everyday economic development activities that we have. And that's something that we participate in. And we have a regional governance as well, you know, that we both appoint members to the board. You know, and the list goes on. You know, we've continued to do things that were there long before both the mayor and I, you know, the Regional Arts Commission, Missouri Botanical Garden, the Metropolitan Sewer District, the History Museum, Great Rivers Greenway, East-West Gateway, Busch Stadium. We talked about Bi-State, the Art Museum, and then the Dome, along with the zoo. That's another major one that we all participate in. And for these things that we participate in and cooperate on a regional fashion, there's a great deal of St. Louis County taxpayer money that goes to those institutions, and they're located in the city. And we're, you know, I think that, you know, the St. Louis Countyans understand that and realize that that's the case, and we utilize those facilities as well, and those, in some cases, institutions. And I think we're happy to do that.
I'd like to pick up on a couple of those points when we come back.
Sure.
We do have to take a break. We're talking with Steve Stenger, who is a St. Louis County executive, about midway through his first term here. We'll continue that conversation in just a moment. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Now back to our conversation with Steve Stenger. Steve, you listed a whole bunch of areas in which the city and the county are cooperating. Is this leading, this sort of thing, leading ultimately, do you think, to some sort of consolidation?
You know, that's a tough one to answer. I would say that over time, what we will see is really more and more collaboration and cooperation, and we've already seen it in the last 2 years since I've been in office. And, you know, when you go to – when we're talking about whether Francis and I get along, none of these things would be possible if Francis and I didn't get along. Mm-hmm. So we're clearly getting along, and we clearly have a relationship. And some of the things that we have collaborated on even since I've been in office are things around our Department of Health and the city's Department of Health, and a whole host of things in the human services arena, you know, from homelessness to, you know, something that's really a hybrid there, which would be you know, STD awareness and STD sort of wraparound services, and we've been doing that with the city as well. Those are just two very small examples, but you know, we do quite a bit together. You know, as far as homelessness goes, we have 8 homeless shelters in St. Louis County. Mm-hmm. 3 of them are located in the city, and they have joint use. So, I mean, we're doing quite a bit.
A lot of folks were thinking when, when some of these started to take place, you talk about health cooperation, mm-hmm. working together. I believe, and I assume that it's going on now, the crime labs in the city of St.
Yes.
Louis Police Department and County,
sure.
are working, that these were first steps towards some sort of consolidation, the city reentering the county or something.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, when you look at what we do around bomb and arson, you know, when you look at what we do around, you know, the regional helicopter capabilities that we have for, mm-hmm. for emergency management and emergency response, all of those things are matters where we are cooperating. Now, will that get to a point and when will it happen that there is some sort of a joining? You know, that – and I talked about this during my campaign. From the county executive's perspective, it has to be a quantitative and a qualitative analysis. And it has to be in the best interest of St. Louis County residents, taxpayers. But we also have to think regionally about it as well. And, you know, there are direct links where collaboration and cooperation do enhance the lives of St. Louis Countyans. And those have been the things that I have looked for to collaborate on and cooperate mm-hmm. on.
Do you anticipate that whatever momentum there is, and there seems to be some here, is going to continue with a new mayor, likely to be Lyda Cruzan?
I believe so, yeah. I have a very nice working relationship with Lyda. We worked on some things even before she was mayor, the PDMP bill, the prescription monitoring database bill that the city put forth. You know, we had put forth originally, and then I had conversations with her, and the city moved forward with, mm-hmm. with their bill as well. And we collaborated on that very nicely. And I think you could expect more collaboration from us. And I hope that, you know, she and I are able to get together and talk about regional solutions to the issues that we have. And that includes all issues are on the table.
I don't want to whip a dead horse, but do you think it's likely to be an easier relationship than the current one?
You know, I don't know how I would say that exactly. I think it will be a good one. It will be a different relationship. I don't know if I would say it would be better. And I'm not trying to give you a political answer. Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, it's certainly a fresh start. And I enjoy working with her. We both have similar backgrounds. She's an accountant. I'm an accountant. and I think we have similar approaches to things, which I think will be, you know, but I will tell you, Don, I mean, at the same time, I think she would say this too. We may disagree from time to time. It may make headlines, but it will not be a situation where we don't get along. I don't ever foresee that.
Mm-hmm. This prescription drug thing is a big deal, isn't it?
It's huge. It's yeah. really, you know, what I think all of us have something that we can really be proud of. We move forward on an initiative. We saw a problem, an issue, what I think is a major health issue in our community. We acted from a local level. With an objective toward making a statewide impact. And currently, we have about 50% of the state's population covered within our prescription drug monitoring program, which is incredible, and it will be up and running in April. And, you know, we have more participants joining all the time. I mean, it's really remarkable to see that communities from all across the state came together, band together to get this done. And I'm really proud of that. I think that that's really something that all of us can be proud of in St. Louis County that we did that.
Why do you think the opioid addiction and following that, the heroin addiction that generally follows that, is so pronounced in St. Louis County?
You know, I think it has to do with a couple things. I think, number one, it is so readily available and it is so cheap. The compounding issue is and problem is that it's so lethal, you know, and we, you know, I experienced it directly in my family. My nephew passed away from a heroin overdose. And I can tell you firsthand, it's just devastating. Yeah. It's absolutely devastating. My family will never be the same. And I want to avoid that for, all of our families.
Yeah, we just as you were speaking here, I'm backtracking a moment
sure.
because we just got a tweet from someone on this city-county consolidation. would like to know how he foresees the evolution and steps to a possible merger. Maybe a merger, maybe not. But who takes the first steps? Who reaches out to whom?
Yeah, I think what would likely happen is a discussion. Mm-hmm. I think we need to have a discussion, and I think that discussion would have to happen after Lyda is sworn into office. And I'm sure we're going to have that discussion. And what we would need to do is take a very objective look. You know, some would call it a study as to what it could potentially look like, what it would, you know, what the impacts would be. No one really knows all those things at this point. So we're really just talking about things conceptually. And before any decisions would be made, we would have to know, you know, quite literally everything there is to know about, you know, what are the possibilities, what are the impacts. And ultimately, I think it's something that the community, both communities, would have to weigh in on with a vote, you know. But we are far from that, and I'm just talking about this preliminarily.
I was going to bring that up. And in terms of any feeling or any kind of polls that have been taken to determine whether or not county residents want it. We've heard forever they don't.
No, right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there are a number of things that would have to be discussed. So when we talk about an evolution, it has to begin with a discussion. And it's a discussion that I'm certainly willing to have, and I'm certainly open-minded about it. But once again, as the county executive, I have to look at things and make determinations. I've been, you know, voted by the people to do that, to make important. It's an extremely important decision, you know. And I think once again, it's not something that is completely up to the county executive. It's something that the county council would have to weigh in on as well. And it is something that I think once again, both jurisdictions would need to have a voice in.
Well, this is not the first discussion on that particular subject. It's been going on for as long as I've been.
No, I know. I know. But I think an open discussion is what begins it. Yeah. And I think that we will probably simultaneously reach out to one another to have that discussion and a number of other discussions that need to be had. And I think one of the big discussions that we're going to have to talk about for the region, and we're going to have some regional approaches to it, is crime. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's something that Lyda certainly realizes. And I think all the leadership in the city realizes, yeah, there's a significant crime problem, and we need to do something about it.
Yeah, well, that brings us back to Proposition P, I suppose.
But I won't beat that horse to death. But no, yeah,
we've had that discussion.
Yeah.
Let me take a couple of things here that I have on a list that I wanted to talk to you about briefly, get some sense of where you are. One of them is Westlake Landfill.
Sure.
Are you happy with the way this is progressing? And I'm not talking about the underground burn. I'm talking about the way it's being handled.
You know, no, I'm not. I can tell you that my administration has been extraordinarily responsive and proactive. And I'll tell you some of the things that we've done. And this is, you know, the department that I have had issue with is the EPA and the way they've handled things. And it's an extraordinarily slow process. Back in 2014, when I was on the county council, we passed a resolution and we were we did so at the urging of the local community to transfer jurisdiction to FUSRAP, the Army Corps, for resolution of the issues there. When I was a council member, I was intimately involved with this group. Actually, bought a radiation monitor with my own money to monitor radiation. That is still being utilized today. Mm. I've written a number of letters, once again, to the EPA to move them along to try to get this transferred to FUSRAP. We have received responses. The responses that we've received have not been, you know, what I was looking for, what the community was looking for. And then our Department of Health conducted a respiratory health survey in the area just adjacent to the landfill in 2016, and there were findings there. We've done everything we can from a local standpoint, and we will continue to do as much as is humanly possible. But we have limited jurisdiction, you know, over the site, and the county just does not have the types of resources that you would need to remedy this situation. I mean, frankly, it's a multi-billion-dollar solution, and only the federal government has that kind of those kind of resources.
Well, the EPA is under new management now.
Sure.
What might you anticipate under this new group?
I fear that the response is not going to get any better.
Right. Well,
you know, I can't put it any more plainly, and it is something that I have voiced my displeasure over and outrage, you know, over the last 2 years and even before that. It's a sad state of affairs, really.
A couple of other things here on the list I'd like to get your take on, because frankly, I'm not up to speed on them, and maybe you can enlighten
sure.
me. Sure, you can. One is workforce development. I know that's something that you wanted to discuss. And the other is the Office of Community Empowerment.
Sure.
What the heck is that?
Okay. Which one do you want me to start with? How about
like community empowerment.
Sure. Yes. Community empowerment is an office that I set up in St. Louis County when I first took office. And the idea behind the office was to marshal the resources of county government to our, you know, areas where they're needed most. And that is what we have been doing. The other purpose of the office was to eliminate and to work to eliminate disparities along all kinds of lines throughout St. Louis County. One of the most important things that has come out of the Office of Community Empowerment is we commissioned a disparity study in 2015. And that study is ongoing now. Mm-hmm. That's being led by Ethel Bindham, who's the leader of the Office of Community Empowerment. She does an amazing job. And she's leading that study. And it's going to look at, you know, and this is the first disparity study that's ever been done in St. Louis County's history. It's going to look at how we contract with minorities, with women, and with veterans as well. And we're participating in the study, and it's probably the results will probably come out sometime in what I believe be 2017.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, the workforce development.
Sure. Our workforce development, you know, the purpose of that is to allow everyone access across all of St. Louis County, particularly in our disadvantaged areas, to access to our workforce. And so what we did is we took sort of a unique and I think an innovative approach. It used to be that when you were doing workforce development and trying to bring people into the workforce, you had all kinds of centers all over the place, and they would go to one center for their resume building. They would go to another center for say, dress, you know, how to dress for success for getting jobs. We put everything in one place in three areas, one in Wellston, one in Ferguson, and one in Spanish Lake. Mm-hmm. And these are one-stop shops, and they have incredible results for the individuals who, you know, take part in those programs.
Yeah. We've spent some time in Ferguson recently. Still a lot of pain there. A lot
there
of
is, yeah.
Yeah. What role can county government pay in easing that?
You know, I think we've done some really great work and made some major strides, even though there is pain. I think there might have been a lot more if we hadn't acted really together, particularly with our business community, with our not-for-profit community. One of the first things we did upon taking office that I did was created a fund that was available for demolition of the burnt down buildings. Mm-hmm. You know, we needed to rebuild, but in order to rebuild, we had to demolish what was burnt, you know, first. So we did that, and we allocated money for that, and it was utilized, and there was also a beautification element along those lines as well. And that money was utilized as well. Then we saw our corporate community come together, and Centene put in a $26 million facility right in Ferguson. We saw Starbucks with a brand new facility, a training center and store, you know, right there in the middle of Ferguson. And then, you know, AT&T stepped up as well and put a brand new store there as well. And so did QT. And then the old QT site, the Urban League, put a wonderful facility there. And we participated by giving them a large tax credit apportionment, and they were able to put together what's going to be a beautiful facility there. So, you know, we've done those types of things. We're also working right now on a great streets development on West Florissant, which is going to just revamp one of our major arterial corridors. And it's those types of things. You know, I think it's demonstrating with our resources that we do care and that we want to see Ferguson rebuilt in both, you know, body and spirit.
We've got about a minute and a half left, and I have an email here from a critic. who was complaining that you've had nothing to report as part of the report of the county executive and county council meetings. You've missed three of the last four county council meetings. Don't you owe it to St. Louis County citizens to communicate better and attend these meetings?
I'll bet that's from Tom Sullivan. I don't expect you to out him, but I bet it is. Yeah, Tom has been a major critic, I think, of every county executive from at least Buzz Westfall. But, Don, I work about 16 hours a day. And when I'm not working, I might be sleeping and I might be dreaming about being the county executive and what we're going to do next. So I can't really give more of my time. It's quite literally all taken by my service to St. Louis County. So I think that St. Louis Countyans are certainly receiving that benefit. With respect to reporting, I think what he's referring to is the county executive's report. And exactly. Every county executive meeting, we have a written report that's contained in the agenda. So to the extent that I don't make an oral report, that's what I'm doing. And if I'm not at a council meeting, I'm not, I'm not sipping martinis somewhere. I'm working very hard.
Unfortunately.
on behalf of St. Louis County.
Steve Stanger, thank you so much for being with us and bringing us up to speed on what's going on in St. Louis County. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
being
here.
Look forward to our next conversation.
Me too.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.